Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. In a legendary homily, Monsignor Michael Heinz, one of the patriarchs of our diocese, after proclaiming this gospel, went to the ambo and simply said, "Today Jesus tells us to love our enemies. Do we?" And then he sat down and waited for 2 or 3 minutes while everyone just pondered that reality in their lives, that Jesus demands we love our enemies. Do we? And we hear this so many times. We know that phrase, love your enemies, and we're so good at repeating it, and we understand it. It's so simple, it's so not complicated, but it's so difficult. And so easy for us to just, yep, we've heard this before, moving on. And the reality is, this is something Jesus demands from us. And even if we can't name an enemy in our lives, like the Romans, for the Jews who are hearing this, people who are oppressing them, they had enemies. We all have people in our lives that are difficult to love. And frankly, they're most likely the people we love the most. Whether they're our enemies or our most beloved family and friends, there are moments when it is difficult to love. I think the danger is hearing this gospel and just thinking, just do it. Like, come on, just do it. And that's not wrong. We do have to just love people. We have to love our enemies and love those who are difficult to love, regardless of where we are. But I think 3 helpful steps, maybe, to realize that this is possible. When we find ourselves, I don't know if I can love my enemy. I don't know if I can love my wife, my kids, my friends, who are just difficult to love in the moment. It is always possible. The first step is to pray, obviously. We have to pray and ask the Lord for the gift of charity. Father Brian left in confessional for me a little prayer card that I pray every time before I start hearing confessions that says, "Lord, give me the gift of charity for every person I will meet today." God will never say no to that kind of prayer. He is begging for the opportunity to give us his love in our hearts that we can use. Charity is a gift that God can give to us so we can use. We start by asking for it. Step 1, pray. Ask for charity. Step 2, pray. Once we have the gift of charity, we then use it by loving others, by praying for them. I think it might sound trite of like, "Hey, I love that person, I pray for them." It probably shouldn't stop there. But if we're not praying for that person, we will not love them as we ought to. The first step for someone we know we need to love has to be praying for them. If it's someone we have an immense, difficult relationship with, I have a very good friend whose father was an alcoholic, and they had a very tense relationship, but they tried to love each other. So one day, he felt like, I'm not loving my dad because it's just hard. And a priest challenged him, well, how much are you praying for him? He realized, I'm not. I haven't been. And that day, he made a commitment to pray for his dad with just a simple memorare every day. And that was the first step to healing and making sure he loved someone who was difficult for him to love. First step, pray and ask for the gift of charity. Second step, use that gift, pray for those we need to love. And third and finally, love them. Initiate love. It does not matter how they will respond at all, as Jesus made very clear. We just have to take the first step and just love them. It does not matter if it goes smoothly. It does not matter if we do it perfectly. We just have to initiate love. And if we've asked God for charity, and if we've asked God to bless those people that we struggle to love, then when it's time, just, all right, here we go, Lord, we're doing it. The Lord will be with you and will give you everything you need to give yourself away to that person, no matter how difficult it is. Today in our gospel, Jesus tells us, love your enemies. Do we?